Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Songwriter Rose Golan has written for many hit songs. Golan.
Got it.
Thank you. He's written many hit songs for Ariana Grande, Maroon 5, Justin Bieber, Nicki Minaj, Lady Antebellum, many, many more. And now he's singing his own songs on a concept album, The Wrong Man, that was released just a couple weeks ago. In it, Golan sings about the journey of a man named Duran from Reno, Nevada, who was wrongfully convicted for a criminal offense he did not commit, murder. He was framed. Somewhere the ghost of Johnny Cash just perked up. Let's take a listen to a song on the album. This is On Trial from The Wrong Man.
Oh, whoa, oh, whoa, I don't wanna be on trial. They called me to the stand, made me raise my right hand and swear to God that I won't be a liar. They asked about the gun found next to the first one while my prints were on the scene of the crime. The prosecutor claims everything that I say is evidence that I'm living in denial. When the jury deliberates, I worry cause my case is leaning towards going to jail for a while. Oh, whoa, 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 I don't want to be on trial.
The Wrong Man has had an interesting evolution. It was also an animated film, and it's now being adapted for the stage. It will be directed by the Tony Award-winning director of Hamilton, Tommy Kail, and also musically directed by Tony and Grammy Award-winning
Alex Lacamoire,
friend of the show. Spend some good time with Alex. This is Tommy and Alex's first collaboration since the original production of Hamilton. Off-Broadway performances start in September, but right now Ross is in studio. I'm so excited to talk to you about this.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm excited to talk about it too.
I shared with you yesterday, I was walking home and I was going up 8th Avenue and I went to sort of a health food store and I was so into it, I dropped my whole wallet on the floor and everything went flying out. And I didn't turn it off. I just sort of put my iPod back in my pocket and clean everything up. I said to the cashier, I'm listening to something that's really interesting.
I love that. No, I mean, you and I were talking about it right before this, but because the album tells a story, it's really similar to, you know, an audiobook. It's similar to a podcast.
Yeah.
And I think when people think music right now, they have a very short attention span when they hear new music. They assume that it's part of a playlist and it's out of order and they can skip through songs. But the experience people have had when they've listened to it from front to finish is more often what you just described, which is that they lose themselves in it and they start spilling things on themselves. but it's exciting when people in this day and age actually go on a musical journey, sort of how it, you know, listening to Dark Side of the Moon would be, you know?
Well, each song is a chapter in the story. Mm-hmm. So, you don't want to get out of the chapter. If you're diving in the beginning, you want to just keep on going. What's happening next? What's happening next? What's happening next?
Totally.
So, but it all started with one song.
Yeah.
And when did you first write the first song for this?
The Wrong Man, the song, was written in 2005. And I had just finished touring with an album that was my first major release and I sold no records. But it was cool. It was the time, that's the time where you would walk in a record store and you'd see your record in the back of the store. And it was still exciting to walk in and take the cellophane off of it. And there you have your album and the album artwork and all that stuff. And I basically went into this place where every song on that first album was called Reagan Baby, and all the songs were somewhat political, and they each told a story. And I was really into murder ballads at the time, Merle Haggard and Eminem and Tupac and Johnny Cash, whoever they are, all the murder ballads, the protagonist is the murderer. I thought it'd be interesting, having come from Illinois, which is the most corrupt state on the planet, to certainly in our country, to have the protagonist be somebody who didn't commit the crime. So I think that's what was exciting about the song, and it happened to be everyone's favorite song that I had when I would play it in people's, you know, houses, and because, you know, I was in my 20s, and we're all drinking wine or beer or whatever, and someone would say, hey, play that song. And I figured I would just write one song at a time, and, you know, by 2010, I had sort of the idea of, I think this is done. You know, this is kind of a story that I finished, and would play it in people's houses from then on. But I never recorded it, and that's been what's so exciting, is that you had to hear it word of mouth. You know, food and music live are the only things that you can't taste unless you're in the room. And I always thought that that was a part of the wrong man that was fun, that if you wanted to hear it, you had to sit in the room and hear it. So when people would say, send me a link or send me an MP3 or a CD, I would always say, no, I'll fly to you. I'll drive to you. I flew to Sydney, New York, Chicago, Nashville. I live in LA. So all over the place playing it, but never recorded it. And the first time that you could hear this thing, you know, was after I signed a record deal with Interscope and had 7 Grammy nominated producers play on it because they had all seen it in living rooms. Or Tommy Kail, who's directing it, he saw it in an office. You know, all these people are involved in this material because they fell in love with the material. You know, I'm not famous. So the fact that they're willing to lend their name and their talents to this project from the outset, it's just the most fascinating story. I mean, up until 3 weeks ago, it was only word of mouth. Now you can listen to it in your, you know, on your drive home.
I think it's interesting that it went sort of viral physically.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about our psychology, about wanting to tell other people about things. It's not necessarily the tech that does that. There's something about, if we hear something that moves us, let me share it with you. Let me get you in the same room as this guy so you can hear this thing.
Yeah, it feels like 14th century music. You know, yeah. When you think about when troubadours started writing secular music away from the church, and they would go around Western Europe and start playing these songs about murder and love, the wealthy aristocrats, they would ask these troubadours to play at their parties. And during my 20s, and, you know, I was really broke. And when you're broke, you have time to write art. So, I mean, I was fortunate to really start this process when no one would listen to anything, you know, I had done. And then, you know, it so happened that now I've sold 40 million songs for other artists. So I think people listen to The Wrong Man with positive ears.
Did you always know the full arc of the story, even if you didn't have the songs yet?
Somewhat. I mean, this album starts with the end. So the question is, how did he get there? And so to me, the difference, there's the show that's opening at MCC Theater on September 18th, or the preview starts September 18th. The show is vastly different because you have a cast of 14 people. You have different ethnicities playing different parts. All the characters in the show have their own opinions. In the album, as a concept album, you have one person telling their story about how they view everybody, but people have their own versions of the story. So this is certainly it's a more elaborate version, we'll say, you know.
But when you first started, when you wrote The Wrong Man, and then you said that 5-year period when you were writing it, did you know what that story was?
I wrote a short story to help base the songs off of, which is how I've done it. When you write a song, or you do a podcast, or you write a book, they're all different kinds of crafting language. So if I'm writing a song, I am limited to a certain amount of notes per measure, let's say. You know, I mean, there's a certain kind of symmetry when you write, but you have to write the most appropriate word for the rhythm and melody you have available, versus a book where you can write whatever the appropriate word is, period, with no parameters. You know, I mean, obviously you have a tone as a certain writer. So I think what's interesting in this case is when you write a short story, you can adapt the music as best as possible to fit the short story. But it will always be easier to write a short story than it is to write a song.
Well, let's take a listen to the song that started it all. Will you play The Wrong Man?
Yeah, I'll play The Wrong Man.
This is Ross Gullin.
Yeah. So you are right now, you're out there, and I just sat in your living room, and you just opened up a bottle of wine, maybe poured a glass of whiskey, maybe you don't drink, and you just...
Lemonade.
Like, lemonade, iced tea. But yeah, so this is the song. This is called The Wrong Man. Wrong man is singing this song, man, the wrong man. The wrong man is singing this song, man, the wrong man. How many ways can you say one way? How many times can you mention I'll see an extension? There are only 90 days to the execution, taking me a stay. Don't make me a statistical anomaly. It wasn't me who shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. I was at the same casino, but it was another guy. A false prisoner admitted he committed the crime. Now I'm serving his time. Now my life is on the line. An eye for an eye, sure, a tooth for tooth, sure. But I'm not the one lying, I've only told the truth, sir. When I told the jury I'm an innocent man, I swore on my grave. The witness pointed out the wrong man. The wrong man is singing this song, man, the wrong man. The wrong man is singing this song, man, the wrong man. How many ways can you say one way? How many times can you mention I'll see an extension? There are only 60 days to the execution, taking me a stay. Don't make me a statistical anomaly. The wrong man is singing this song, man, the wrong man. A statistical anomaly when I first got to this prison and I first got in this position. News ran and a man made it a mission to spread a statewide petition. The incumbent governor announced he refused to listen. Said the victim won't return and this will teach me a lesson. If you were in my shoes, you would better be free too. I got less than 2 months until I die. Tell me what can I do? I'm not giving up until my blood runs dry. How many ways can you say one way? How many times can you mention I'll see an extension? There are only 30 days to the execution, taking me a stay. Don't make me a statistical anomaly. People picketing, protesting the system. Police ticketing those trying to get them to listen. I pretend to heed the voices chanting let him be free, but in reality it's been silent for 23 weeks. I'm refusing my last meal. I can body, how can they blast potassium chloride in my body? It's why I pleaded not guilty. I can body, get me out of here. Listen, I didn't kill anybody. How many ways can you say I won't wait? How many times can you mention I'll see an extension? There's only a day to the execution, taking me a stay. Don't make me a statistical anomaly. The wrong man is singing that song, man, the wrong man. If you were in my shoes, the wrong man is singing that song, man, the wrong man. You would better be free too. The wrong man is singing that song, man, the wrong man. If you were in my shoes.
That was Ross Gullin. The Wrong Man concept album is available now, and tickets for MCC stage adaptation can be found at mcctheater.org. Performance is starting September 18th. Did you know a lot about wrongful incarceration before you started on this journey with this album and video and show?
I knew a little bit. I mean, Governor Ryan who is a Republican governor out of Illinois, put a stay on all executions before he went to federal prison. And then, you know, whatever that was, 2001 or two, or maybe late 90s. And there were a couple books written about it because here's a conservative putting a stay on executions because she just said it's that corrupt. So I thought it was fascinating that when you listen to murder ballads, you have this empathy for the protagonist. But when someone is in prison and they say, I'm innocent, the natural instinct is to not trust them. And what we know now is that, you know, roughly 2.2% up to 5% of people who are incarcerated in the United States are in prison for something they didn't do. So essentially, on the low end, we're talking about 100,000 people are in prison. That's not death row. That's just being incarcerated. 52% of those are white men, and you are 7 times more likely to be incarcerated for something you didn't do if you're of color. So it's something that is a multi-ethnic problem. Often it's an economic problem, and it's certainly targeted to people who are immigrants and people who are of color. And that's why in California, Governor Newsom 2 weeks ago put a stay on all executions, because California has only executed people in the last 10 years who are of color.
So I'd say you learned a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. So we premiered the animation, which has not come out yet. We premiered it at Tribeca Film Festival, and we hosted a panel with the Innocence Project. Jason Flom, who's a friend of mine, is on the board, and classic A&R guy, really involved in music. Yusef Salam, one of the Central Park Five, who I've become very good friends with, and Nora Jackson, who's my age, who's wrongfully convicted of killing her mother, spent 11 years in prison in Tennessee. But I ended up getting really involved with them because they taught me what I was, you know, when you spend time with someone who's gone through it, you think about things that you don't just see in movies and TV shows, you know? The struggle, when you're out of prison, you're not allowed to go visit prison again. So the families that they made in prison for 10 years, you never get to talk to again. You can't mail them letters. You break correspondence. I found that just heartbreaking. There's so many parts to it that are heartbreaking beyond what you even think about. But yeah, I mean, this project is opening doors even into, you know, how ways that I can help shine a light on the issue.
It is opening on September 18th at the MCC Theater. The Wrong Man, the concept album, is out now. Can you play us out with a song?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, hold on. Let me tune it in. That's how you tune to drop D?
I like it.
It's exciting. All right. So this one's called Stay Positive. This is the part where he realizes, you know, that maybe he's in some serious trouble.
Ross, thanks for coming to the studio.
Of course, thank you. Wanted a new day, wanted a new start, wanted to wake up the following day with someone else's heart beating and beating in my chest, beating in my chest, beating, beating. Hopped in a taxi cab on my way to a hotel, peeking through the tinted window to see if anyone could tell. Beating and beating in my chest, beating in my chest, beating, beating. Beating and beating in my chest, beating in my chest, beating.
I shook my head in disbelief and wiped the saline from my cheeks, trying to